Senate Democrats beg Joe Biden to lower 7-year high gas prices. By Wendell Hasebo on November 9, 2021. Senate Democrats on Monday begged President Joe Biden to lower 7-year high gas prices by releasing emergency oil reserves. With gas prices reaching prices triple the cost consumers paid in 2020, 8 Democrat senators sent a letter to the White House to request the president to take action. In light of these pressing concerns, we ask that you consider all tools available at your disposal to lower U.S. gasoline prices. This includes a release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and a ban on crude oil exports, senators wrote. The letter was sent by 8 Democrat senators: Bob Casey, DPA; Patrick Leahy, DBT; Elizabeth Warren, DMA; Ed Markey, DMA; Tina Smith, DMN; Chris Van Hollen, DMD; Richard Blumenthal, DCT; and Sherrod Brown, DO. Continued U.S. exports and overseas supply collusion could be devastating to many in our states, the group continued. In light of these pressing concerns, we ask that you consider all tools available at your disposal to lower U.S. gasoline prices. This includes a release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and a ban on crude oil exports. Meanwhile, Tuesday's gas price average across the nation is $3.419, according to AAA. The states with the most expensive prices are California, $4.626, Hawaii, $4.341, and Nevada, $3.955. Despite the increasing expense for American families and workers to fuel vehicles, the White House has blamed OPEC's supply of oil while attacking domestic production and transport. On Sunday, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm suggested gas prices may reach $4 per gallon because OPEC is not responding to the Biden administration's calls for more supply to meet demand. The president is all over this. Of course, every president is frustrated because they can't control the price of gasoline, because it's a global market. You can call upon increased supply, which he has done, Granholm claimed. And OPEC is, unfortunately, controlling the agenda with respect to oil prices. OPEC is a cartel and it controls over 50% of the supply of gasoline. Biden placing blame on OPEC for the skyrocketing gas prices comes as he weighs whether to cancel another oil pipeline. In January, Biden canceled the Keystone XL oil pipeline that would have transported up to 830,000 barrels per day. On Monday, the White House confirmed the administration is considering shutting off another pipeline in Michigan to appease Indian tribes. "Yes, we are," White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged Tuesday when asked if the pipeline was under consideration to be canceled. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.